relative to the risk.
It seems like equity, though, is more of a non-stationary system than the kind you're traditionally used to in these large things, right? For example, a company the other day just lost 50% of its equity because it lost a patent. In other words, is this equity valuation that you're extending into here a lot more risky?
The question you're asking is, do the standard value at risk assumptions, which have to do with normality and some
and stationarity of the system,
right.
which like once you start getting into equity, you're getting into more non-stationary systems. Lawsuits can greatly impact, for example,
right.
Things like that.
I guess what I'd say is that the idiosyncratic risk and the model risk is much higher, especially for an internet stock. But I think you could very well hedge the risk of Yahoo with some sort of internet equity index. And it wouldn't be perfect, but it's much better than using S&P 500. So you can go in the direction. Another question?
Well, it's on the same thing, but isn't that the risk that he's talking about more considered an event risk that's not necessarily in these models?
A chaos.
The models are more of a price risk involved in the value of the price rate as opposed to some single event that knocks on the price.
A lawsuit, a merger,
Right.
the president of the company leaves the company and things like that.
Right. I mean, this shows the distribution or the type of distribution we often assume for the price of a stock or interest rate and so on. It's a smooth, normal distribution. And in the real world, we find that there are many more moves here at the -3 standard deviations, at just really, you know, the Black Mondays of our world. And those are things that we need to keep track of with stress tests. And that's a very important point for FAS 133. You need to have some sort of effectiveness method which won't blow up when this happens. The cumulative dollar offset method really might cause trouble if this happens. And you're right. I don't think that people should be trying to hedge Yahoo stock with S&P 500. It's not effective in the economic sense. But as an example, it I think it serves to make the point.